Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at ohiovoterguide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, friends. We're back again. It's August 29, 2024, Fightful.com. It's time for your TNA Impact post show. I am Atrol Pearl, and of course, the lovely, fantastic Colliding Cresta Star is here. How are you feeling this evening, Ms. Star?
I don't even know why I'm here. I've never seen wrestling a day in my life.
I mean, that's how I feel every single week when I approach this dais. I sit here, and if I had a chair, if I had a chair right now that wasn't an office chair that swivels and stuff, I would be sitting, I'd turn it around and I'd be sitting in it like that. Because that's what tonight's main event segment was all about. It was
just staring at each other.
Who could be more serious turning a chair around and sitting on it? They basically mimicked each other. We'll talk about it later. That's Josh Alexander and Nick Nemeth gearing up for their one-hour Ironman match at Emergence, which is tomorrow night. We will be here live on YouTube.com/Fightful covering the show, doing the post show, as Cresta and I always do. So you'll be able to join us live and talk about the show. We'll run down the card during this show. And, of course, we're going to talk about TNA Impact for August 29th. Overall, It was a pretty fun show, a solid show. Cresta, how'd you feel about it?
Like I was saying in the crossover, tonight for me was yucks. And a prime example of all it takes is one gimmick, one segment for me to change my mind on a wrestler. AJ Francis, you funny. You a fun. To quote Rick Ross, you a funny motherfucker.
He's good.
I want him on commentary. It gave me shades of Taz, but I digress.
Yeah, AJ, we sing his praises frequently, and we're about to when we get into the show. But sing our praises. Would you leave a thumbs up on the video if you haven't already, because you watched the Ring of Honor post show. And if you're listening to us in the audio form and you're just listening to one or the other, go ahead, leave a 5-star review here on this channel, because that gets friends closer to listening to your other friends about wrestling. So let's get in on that. Subscribe to us here at YouTube.com/Fightful and subscribe to Fightful Select, the best $5 in the business. Our show tonight is sponsored by NordVPN. More about them a little bit later. But let's talk about Impact for tonight. Let's dig right into it. We open up with the X Division Championship on the line. Speedball Mike Bailey. He defends his title successfully. Doesn't matter who it is. AJ Francis is on commentary. He's asking for an invite to the treehouse, which I love. Spanish Fly gets the victory. Speedball retains his title. Zachary Wentz and Trey Miguel are watching on. They're in the box. Wentz is in Ultimate X tomorrow night. And then he goes to Denver, Colorado on Sunday to face Wes Lee at NXT No Mercy. Wentz is also doing the TV tapings for TNA on Saturday. So a busy weekend for Mr. Wentz. Let's talk about Mike Bailey and his X Division Championship match.
I regret to inform you that I was spending too much time laughing at AJ Francis. Allow me to read you the greatest hits from this evening. Can a brother get an invite to the treehouse? I'm the plug. For those who don't know, that means he's the guy with the supply. Education here on Fightful.
He ain't lying. I'm just saying. I'm not speaking from experience. I'm just saying that I can confirm that others have mentioned that he is plug.
It's okay, Joel. We don't just. Hey, listen.
I'm very transparent about my intake.
Cotton
4K. No, not even. You know what? I'll be perfectly honest. So for those who don't know, I used to work professionally in music. I would tour. I would be working with bands. I'd be on stage. And everyone's like, oh, you probably like got baked. And goes, nope. I'm not straight edge. Like I have a drink once in a while, but like in terms of
CM Punk.
No, I'm not that self-righteous. Someone's saying ideal. No, I don't. But like during the pandemic, when my wife and I, first of all, hadn't had our kid yet, and we also just had some time on our hands, we ordered a couple of like the government approved chocolates. Like tried that. It was still pretty stupid, basic stuff. But other than that, I was never really a weed guy. But hey, to each their own, man. As long as you're safe and as long as you do it comfortably, do your thing.
Joel is working. He hosts a show called In the Weeds. I'm just saying he's working.
I'm a very, very safe worker, Cresta Star. I'm a very safe worker. My Twitter, which is locked down forever now, I feel, it says I'm PR friendly, and I really stand by that.
He is. I'm not. I'm a personality high. Anyway, back to my jokes. He said Speedball can't even afford shoes. You ain't gotta respect the people you beat up, which had me cackling for no reason. Then after he distracted Speedball, he said, I'm a nice distraction with all these beautiful colors on. I'm hard to miss. AJ Francis is the worst best on commentary, and I low-key want him commentating everything. I've got more. This man said he hasn't had a battle like this since his battle with Athlete's Foot, which was absolutely diabolical. You ought to go to jail for that. He said, how does he not break his toes after Speedball did a moonsault? I don't want to read you everything because I wrote a bunch. This match I couldn't pay attention to respectfully because I know the match was good with the stuff I do have, the moonsault on Moonswan. Rich Swan, Jesus, get it together, Crest Star. The handspring cutter on Bailey, but the kick out at one was fantastic. But honestly, AJ Francis on commentary, I know you want to be a wrestler, but maybe this is your calling because that was hilarious. I feel like I was watching wrestling with my cousins back in the day. It was like, yo, shut up. I'm trying to watch wrestling, please. It was great.
I think AJ's just happy to be entertaining. I don't think he would care if he's doing this by taking bumps. I think stuff like this, he has a lot of fun with. He does try to get involved in the match, but Trent Seven stops it. So it's good. It feels like we're as we discover later, they're teasing a little bit of First Class getting involved in the tag division. We'll get to that in a little bit when we talk about the actual tag match on the show. But again, this was a pretty easy victory in terms of like the expectational side of things, right? Speedball was gonna successfully retain the title. He's going into Ultimate X on Friday night. Wouldn't have made sense to swap the title just on a dime. I would like to see that someday as a storyline trope because that's a fun little like, oh my god, anything can happen. But this wasn't the time to do it because Speedball just won the X Division Championship. This was just a solid match to have.
I totally agree. Also, the finish, when Speedball got that standing Spanish fly, while unexpected, I rarely see him end a match like that. So I was sports entertained. This match, to me, was very sports entertaining. Like I said, AJ Francis, I don't know if you watch. If you do, you made a fan out of me. You need to be on commentary. Hilarious. Hilarious.
And AJ Francis, if you do watch this show, you ain't shit. Nah, I like him fine. It's actually
I got too much heat with people as it is, please.
Hey, me too. Oh my god, what a coincidence.
We're heat magnets.
Where does heat magnets? Patrick Moore sent a super chat. Thank you, saying still pretty new to TNA. Y'all keep me interested. It seems to me that Speedball is a good wrestler. Is that correct? Love y'all. Patrick, yes, absolutely. Speedball is not just a good wrestler. He's a great wrestler. If you have time and if you're the type of person to go seek out independent wrestling stuff, Speedball's all over the indies, and he has had some standout, phenomenal matches, many of which are in full segments online. You can find them, and he's very good.
I will also say, because I know people care about this kind of stuff nowadays, he's an impeccable human. I have not heard anyone say anything bad about Speedball. People say that he is an asset to locker rooms. The way he thinks of things, the interview I was very grateful enough to get with Gringo Loco said, the way that Speedball sees wrestling, it's like, are you sure we can do that? And people are like, yeah, it's okay. Just invert reality. It's fine. No problem. He's invaluable to have. I've never heard nothing but amazing things about this guy. He's great to watch. His independent stuff is a little bit more gnarly. No shade, because he really be bending people's backs, but it's great. I look at it and I'm soft.
If you haven't yet, go check out an interview with Speedball. Rob Wilkins did one a couple of weeks ago. I did one in person with him in Vegas after Hard to Kill weekend in January. Those are both on the main channel. Go check those out. Speedball's also had conversations with Sean Ross Sapp in the past. Very fun interview, very easy to speak to, and has really different views on professional wrestling that for some people, they're going to love it. And other people are going to be like, oh, I don't understand this, but I absolutely understand how Speedball understands this. So yeah. that's kind of my, that's my takeaway. Whenever I speak to or interact with Speedball, he's a very unique person. And I think in the best way possible. Let's move along. Gia Miller interviews Jordynne Grace. This is a very quick one leading up to the match. By Elegance, she says it's all about giving opportunities. Ash is lucky because she's had three, and then this is all about building Jordynne Grace's legacy in TNA. We're gonna talk about the match in a little bit, but it definitely feels like Jordynne Grace is like, let's just get this over with. That's the tone of the interview.
I got that too, and I'm like, I want to believe it's just because you're trying to play up a character, because if in kayfabe, I too would be sick of Ash by Elegance. Every time I turn around, you're there. Go away. Go away. That's what I perceive. Whether it was real or not, I don't know. That's the beauty of professional wrestling. She's working her ass off.
Joe Hendry defeats Brian Myers with the Edwards at ringside. Joe Hendry does his shtick at the beginning of the match. Basically says that nobody respects Brian Myers because he got the crowd to chant Edge's bitch. If you know, you know, just go back in the archives. You'll find out a lot about that. Cresta's favorite song. Yes. And we believe garners respect, so we believe in Joe Hendry. Lish gets ejected from the match midway through by referee Daniel Spencer, and then Hendry powers Myers into the follow-away slam, hits the standing ovation, gets the win. This is one thing that I really love, and we'll talk about the match that precedes it afterwards. Edwards comes back, beats down Joe Hendry. Santana, who has the next match against Edward Edwards, he comes out to make the save, even though he kind of takes his sweet ass time getting there. But regardless, I like it when matches flow into each other. And this made sense, especially with the 8-man tag that's coming up at Emergence. This was good. And the match with Myers and Hendry, very good. Let's talk about that. And then we can move on to Santana and Edwards.
I love Joe Hendry. I am not fair and unbiased when it comes to his matches. Honestly, F the system. And I think that's the appropriate response. This was a good match. The fact that, again, that you can still get people to chant Edge's bitch. 10 out of 10. The match was fine. My only gripe was we see Alicia Edwards get ejected before the commercial break. I pay for TNA Plus. I get a commercial break. Please don't flame.
Oh, don't worry. Soon everyone's going to be paying for TNA Plus because the YouTube is now gone. And that upsets me.
Well, then, come all over to the dark side, baby. But when we come back, Eddie Edwards is gone. So I'm like, okay, he just Thanos snapped away. So, okay, work. It makes sense you want to keep making Joe Hendry look strong. Complete sense. Alicia Edwards, I respect it. That is really a ride or die because she will take a bump and still get up like, I told you. She's amazing. I love this role for her. Like, she's such a good heel role. I think this was the perfect non-complainy, like this is right what it needs to be right before Emergence.
Yeah, and it gives Joe Hendry a win as he goes into not only Emergence but then the NXT championship match that he has at No Mercy on Sunday night. It just makes sense. Brian Myers can take an L and look like an idiot, and he still wins at life moving forward.
Agreed. And he's a part of the system, so you really don't feel bad for booing any of the system. You might feel a little compassion every now and then, but then they're going to do some system stuff. You're like, oh, I'll get these guys out of here.
Yeah, exactly. And it works best. Mike Santana, like we said, he runs down to make the save after the match when Edwards comes back. And then Mike Santana defeats Edward Edwards in a very good match. This was the first time these two have had any contact in a singles capacity, which was great. This was my one little gripe about the match. If the referee, they change referees. So Daniel Spencer did the last match, Paige Principale. I swear to God, I'm going to be able to speak tonight. Paige Principale takes over and she does this match. Why does she allow Alicia Edwards to stay when she saw that Lish got ejected from the last match because she would have been backstage? So that's a little moment to me where I'm just like, we could have tightened that up a little bit better.
That was cartoon logic.
Yes. So either way, Santana and Edwards have a great match. You wanted to have Lish out there because, of course, Santana's overcoming the odds. Like, it makes sense from the getting the babyface over type of mentality. But also, it just didn't make sense in the why wouldn't the nice referee listen to the last referee and get rid of the woman who wasn't getting involved in the last match? Why wasn't she banned there?
You're using your brain too much, because Alicia was banned from the previous match, not this match. This match is different than the last match, because the competitors in that match were not the same.
Why do wrestling brains have to know gymnastic level bumps and falls? Why do we have to go that far?
There is a popular YouTuber who often says about wrestling that things just happen.
Yeah, I gotta stop using logic in professional wrestling. Santana uses his outlined and chalk move and does a punt into the afterwards. That's the combo. It's good. That's to borrow a Chris to start. It's disgusting. And then it's disgusting. And then rolling Buck 50 into the Blue Thunder Bomb. That was fantastic. Trying to get the Buck 50 out, rolling Buck 50 from Santana gets turned into a Blue Thunder Bomb by the Edwards. Is Eddie Edwards. And then the Boston Knee Party gets countered into the Spin the Block, gets the win for Santana. Really good match. Worth going your way to see it. I have nothing else to add, because these guys are all going to be in the 8-man tag on Friday night.
My only thing I have to add is Mike Santana is, to quote Jim Ross, tougher than a $2 steak, because old boy was lighting up his back and his chest. Those chest chops, were, Eddie Edwards be working stiff, and if you can take it, he going to show you he from Boston for real, bro. The back of Mike Santana's back, I mean, he's only a back, but like the 3 minutes into the match, it looked like hamburger meat. It was, whew, I have to give him praise for that, because I know you sitting in the ice bath after that, because them chest chops was disgusting.
Thank you. Or I guess I should thank you for having that. Anyway, Matt Cardona.
Let me ask you a question real quick.
Sure.
Do you know where that's from?
I've seen it before, the original one. Can you just go ahead?
Fresher for all you, those who don't know, born after 2005, there was a meme on the internet of these two. I want to say they were Irish or Scottish girls. And they was on the internet like, yeah. And their mom comes in and says, which one of you took a shit and didn't flush the toilet? It must have been one of yours. Disgusting. So whenever something really nasty in wrestling, but not bloody nasty, right on the cuffs, like disgusting. It must have been one of yours.
I know I've seen this before. The thing is, you go from doing it in different accents. Sometimes it's Irish, sometimes it's Scottish, sometimes it's Jamaican. What are we doing?
I am an American, so you can flame me accordingly.
Listen,
I'm not an actor.
Given where you live, I can see all of those options being on the table. So we'll leave
it's New York. That's fair. That's fair. That's fair.
Matt Cardona is not always ready. He is, quote, almost ready. That popped me. So I've made no bones about this, because I watch on YouTube. The show starts a little bit later, so I'm catching up and I'm still seeing stuff on socials. I also started closer to 9 o'clock because I'm working on other things, and then I catch up on the show. One thing that really bugged me is, yeah, the almost ready thing made me laugh. But I also know that Matt Cardona worked a match at GCW last weekend. So like, I know he's back. So like, for me, I know he's fine. Why? So then Santino walks in and Cardona's like, don't blame me, blame your doctors. And I'm like, all right, I see where this is going. And of course, he's just trying to get out of the match with PCO. I get it. Like, he's trying to be that chicken shit heel. It's fine. I get it. And then he says he's got a mystery monster for PCO tomorrow. That match is on the countdown. Who is the mystery monster, Cresta? Who could it be?
I have no idea, but I'm still kind of dead at you. Like, why the f- you lying? Like, you're not, I just saw you injured. Now, Matthew Cordova, that's you right now. I don't know. I thought about it. I'm like, who's a free agent? My first thought was Hammerstone. I'm like, no, but he's an Ultimate X, so it can't be Hammerstone. Khan, again, we just saw that.
Khan would be a little too on the nose.
But like, I don't know who else. Who's a big dude? We just had Madman Fulton, and you know that's my favorite guy to pull out the hat. So,
yeah. It's a strange, someone saying Lashley. I don't think so.
I saw that. I wanted to be like, yo, Ben.
No, I like Pile Driver.
I like Pile Driver too, but you need a timeout, sir.
Someone just referenced Dijak being one of them. Dijak just showed up at MLW, by the way, tonight. So spoilers. It's live. What am I spoiling anything?
I wouldn't even know. I literally can't think of anyone who's a free agent at the moment who would be available for TNA, because there's a lot of things going on this weekend too.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the roster, the free agents. I don't even know if you know what, if he were here, Steven Jensen would say, cruel Mads Kruger, who is another MLW guy who's been around. So there you go. That's
I don't know. All I got is Funkasaurus, but I don't think we like that guy anymore. I don't know.
No, thank you. It's got to be a big dude. We'll see who it is. That's the one thing I'm kind of looking forward to. And this is, again, TNA shows are pretty cut and dry when it comes to these specials. It's like, we're going to have your surprise. We're going to have maybe a title change hands. Although, well, yeah, we have at least one title change hands through the night. We do things that, you know, it follows a pattern. If you watch enough of them and you talk about them enough, things just kind of follow a pattern with TNA, especially the specials. You just kind of see where it's going. So the monster is like, who's the big shock?
I had to laugh because somebody said JBL. I'm like, if you said JBL's a monster, I got a bridge Jables to sell you in the Nile.
No, JBL's worked GCW. That's why.
But as the monster, come on.
He's a big dude compared to a lot of the people on that roster. He's 6'4". He's a big dude.
The last time JBL was a monster was back in the APA. And that was 20-something years ago. More than 20-something years ago, okay?
I'm just saying, he's big. Maybe he's big by Cardona standards. Cardona was the one who brought in, well, kind of brought in Jables for this whole thing. So it's possible. We'll see.
It's Ishii. That's it.
No, I hope not. 500-year-old Tomohiro Ishii showing up in TNA.
Still wrestling.
Still on excursion, even though after all these years, he's been out of excursion. Alex Hammerstone defeats Eric Young. Steve Macklin's on commentary. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Macklin didn't say too much on commentary. He like basically had an opening line and then a closing line. And then Hammerstone hit that huge boot and got the Nightmare Pendulum and beat EY. And Macklin was just like, oh, took his eyes off target. And that was it.
I mean, Macklin was saying things, but it was like, well, I'm focused. And yeah, I didn't win, but I owned up to my mistakes. And then out of nowhere, Eric Young was just like, heck you, Macklin. And listen, I'm on Macklin's side on this. So Macklin's like, I'm just over here yapping. Pay attention to that big guy in the ring. I don't understand that from Eric Young. That was a choice. Like, Macklin really didn't say anything crazy. Macklin's just like, I'm focused. I'm just out here scouting my target. And Eric Young was like, I'll beat you. I'm like, why you? He didn't even try to interfere. I was confused. I was sports confused. I was very sports confused by the sequence of events in this match because the match was going good. It was going great. That arm drag from Hammerstone, I mean, that arm drag onto Hammerstone from Eric Young with that size difference was. But I don't understand getting in Macklin's. Macklin literally did nothing wrong. And I'm defending Macklin. Macklin did justice for Macklin. He did nothing wrong.
Yeah, it's very strange. I don't know what we were doing here because, like you said, like Macklin is. He's so much, how can I put this? Macklin's character right now, like he's back to being a heel, but on top of that, he is, I don't even know how to put it. He's just, he's eyes focused on the prize.
He's very focused. He's locked in, as the kids would say. He's locked in right now.
It was very strange. However, they decided to put this together, but talk about the match itself. EY and Hammerstone, they kind of renewed their rivalry from just after Montreal when they did the tag team match. What do you think of the match between EY and Hammerstone?
That Death Valley driver on Hammerstone from Eric Young was super impressive because Hammerstone is kind of like Jake something in that physique where they're just large and imposing. And Eric Young is no small guy either, but in comparison, holy crap, to hoist that man up, ridiculous. Again, the match itself was fine. I was just confused as to why Eric Young would approach Macklin. It wasn't like he was AJ Francis in that commentary booth just yucking it up. He literally didn't say too much about Eric Young besides he's the past. He's had 15 years. Beat it. You ain't do nothing. Get out of here. But even then, that's par for the course. It was good. I never expect a bad match from TNA. Like you really got to be doing, maybe I have to be doing shrooms to see a bad match at TNA. I was just confused as to why Eric Young would bother Steve Macklin.
Well, listen, if you plan to do anything illicit, if you plan to do anything out of the ordinary, if you just need to protect yourself from every option out there safely, we got you covered.
I've often talked about how much of a pay-per-view buyer I am. Take that any way you want it, but I'll tell you how I take it. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Fastest VPN on the planet, global server network, all that good stuff. That's great, but a big big reason why I got NordVPN.com/Fightful. It's all the pay-per-views I buy, all the money we're spending. We're trying to control costs as a company, as a household. You can get those UFC pay-per-views at a fraction of the price you're paying here in America. Plus, you can get all kinds of great content that you wouldn't normally see thanks to those services as well. Shows that are on overseas services, things that you want to watch a little bit early so you get on that UK time and watch them. Being able to change the interfaces of things like the WWE Network. Maybe you don't like Peacock, anything like that. NordVPN.com/Fightful gives you that ability while having the fastest VPN on the planet. Also, you just get so much more out of your internet experience with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Subscribe to Fight and AEW Plus. Watch AEW without commercials. Watch bare knuckle boxing. Watch UFC pay-per-views, boxing pay-per-views at the rates they're getting over in the UK. Change your virtual location with just one click. And hey, if you need any help using it, they got that 24/7 tech support. NordVPN.com/Fightful.
Thanks to our friends at NordVPN.com/Fightful. Go check that out. Hey, listen, if you're going to watch Emergence and maybe you're not on TNA Plus, check out NordVPN.com/Fightful and maybe use it on Fight because it's like $10. But the pay-per-views are where it really comes into play. Go check that out. Just telling you to go check out the Nord. All right. How about that?
Do it.
ABC defeats Jake Something and Cody Deaner. I think this is the curious case of Jake Something, Cresta Star. And I might have it figured out, but let's talk about the match real quick. Diener's like, hey, we're going to do people power. And then Something's like, no, forget that. We're going to prove ourselves the tag division. Diener's like, okay. Something tosses everyone everywhere, including his own cousin, Cody, which is great. And then the Art of the Fold wins it, because I don't really have much else to say other than these guys came in, said they'll make an impact, and then they didn't. The post-match is where it really matters. First class come in, they take down ABC, and Jake Something watches, and they're really showing off that whole thing. AJ Francis is going to need a new big man, which is ironic to say because AJ Francis is a big man. Josh Bishop is injured. They brought him in, so maybe the curious case isn't so curious anymore, Cresta. Could we be seeing Jake Something joining first class?
Oh, he's going to kill Cody Deaner. When he shut that mic, that people shit down, I was like, this is very foreboding. You are going to pass away, Cody Deaner, and I like you. But Jake Something has McHad it, and he does not want to be with you anymore. And like you said, them lingering on them, on ABC being beat up, and AJ Francis, and then lingering on Jake Something, I was like, oh, man. I think you guys have a match tomorrow, and Jake Something's going to turn up on you, Cody Deaner.
I have a feeling they're going to wait to do anything at the TV tapings.
I mean, they could. Go ahead.
Sorry, I was going to say, Emergence is pretty well stacked. They are saying so much more on their card. But, mm-hmm. There's enough going on that I don't know if you want to add this as well.
I don't know. I don't know. I just feel like the end is near for Cody Deaner. Because Jake Something's going to turn that man inside out.
I would do that. You know what? Because it's Deaner, I think they'd want to run it as a TV angle. Have him beat up Deaner. Yeah.
I can see them beating him up now, doing an angle, and then beating him up again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fair. But I'm looking forward to it because this is time for... I feel like we say this every quarter now. It's time for Jake Something to finally rise and do something.
It's kind of frustrating because I'm like, he is somebody you could really have in that contention and put a belt on him, any belt, and it would instantly make it like, wow, this guy's doing something. But however, TNA, to their credit and to their detriment, have a lot of good moving parts. So it's hard to slot in everybody, because I could say the same thing for Hammerstone or Eric Young or even Frankie Kazarian being somebody's angry uncle. You know what I mean? There's so many moving parts where it's kind of hard to be like, damn, what do I do? Give you the digital media? Ooh, do I give it to you? I mean, who has that? PCO?
AJ Francis. No, PCO, PCO, PCO. Sorry. I mean, I'm an idiot.
You could beat up PCO. Not to say you... Sorry, PCO.
I feel like PCO is going to drop that title to Matt Cardona soon enough.
Almost always ready.
Almost ready.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ah, that was great. Almost ready. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. I don't know. But Dean is going to die. It's in his future.
It is. And AJ Francis is running solo for now.
Yeah. So that's what I was thinking. They could do it at the pay-per-view because of all the things that have happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But we'll see. I would leave because AJ's not even on the pay-per-view to begin with. He's even said, "I'm not Mike Cardona's monster because he can't afford me." That made me laugh.
That's funny.
Other than that, there's, if you don't need him, don't book him, essentially bring him out for TV, and just leave it at that, and then do whatever you need to do with Diener and Jake and AJ Francis. Do that on TV, let that build, because Victory Road is the next show, and that's in 2 weeks, by the way.
I feel like we have like a pay-per-view 2 weeks prior to this.
So remember how we talk about this all the time, how they do the thing where they do a pay-per-view and then they do the TV taping the next night, and then they go and they tape more TV that gets us to the next show, but then they realize that the gap is so small that they can only do one TV taping afterwards, and then they got to do another special because this is the TNA taping schedule. It's always been this way, where there's a special at one point, there's a special in a 2 week gap that happens at least 2 to 3 times a year with them.
I'm also excited. I feel like there are times where it's like pay-per-view at the end of the month, or pay-per-view at the end of the next month, or pay-per-view at the end of the month, pay-per-view at the beginning of the month, and then not until the end or the middle of next month. But this is feel like pay-per-view, tapings, pay-per-view, club, tapings, another club, pay-per-view.
So basically it's, yeah, Friday is Emergence, and then September 13th, so 2 weeks after, is Victory Road. And it makes sense, again, in the taping scheme, because of the way that they do their tapings. They tape 2 weeks for one night. So when they did Slammiversary, they did Slammiversary on the Saturday. Sunday was the TV tapings that covered for 2 weeks. And then after that 2 weeks, they had the Tampa, Florida tapings that took us all the way to Emergence, which is tomorrow night. So they're like, everything that they get in the can, it's effective, but it's so much.
You know, get your money, honey, because some people can't even put a show on every other month. You know what I mean? So get your money, TNA.
That's the thing. Like, then they're going to do, so they've got Victory Road on the 13th, and then on the 14th, they're going to take 2 weeks, and then they're going to be in Spartanburg, South Carolina for 2 nights, which means they're going to tape for 4 weeks. So that's 6 weeks. And that should take us to Bound for Glory, which is October 26th. And then they do TV tapings. And then they go to North Carolina. Then they do Turning Point. At least there's a month between those. Anyway, whatever.
Final Resolution. Either way, get your money, TNA. Period. That's my answer.
And then Final Resolution wraps up the year. That's going to be in Atlanta, Georgia.
When TNA comes back to New York, I want to go. I feel like out of all the, I've been to a lot of wrestling shows, and TNA is the last one, and TNA is really the one to put me on. So I'll be there at some New York show. Hopefully not in Buffalo, because that's far. But if you come to New York City, I'll be there. Or New Jersey, I'll be there.
Well, the Knockouts title match by Elegance is up next. Pink chairs, diamonds, trash cans, tables wrapped in chiffon. Ash by Elegance hits Grace during her introduction, which I thought it was hilarious. Then I had to listen to George Iseman on color commentary because Matt Raywald is supposed to be going backstage to get ready for that face-to-face.
That was fucking funny, too. Oh, my God.
Hannafin being absolutely in hell for the entirety of this. It's fantastic.
I don't know what they pay Hannafin, but tonight it wasn't enough.
Can already tell you, whatever he's going to bring out tomorrow night is going to be bonkers. It was played very well. There was some good stuff in this match. This was a very entertaining match. Again, the protein shaker filled with diamonds, the champagne bottle, Ash by Elegance basically screaming every time she couldn't get a pinfall. Eventually, Rosemary interferes and stops George Iseman from getting involved with the heels on Jordan Grace. Masha Lisha show up, Spitfire run them off. Jordan Grace hits the muscle buster, which she's now calling Shades of Samoa, through a table on the outside for the win. Let that be it. Let this be the blow off. I know they're doing the six woman tag at Emergence. Let this be it. Don't let Ash get the pinfall tomorrow night. Don't do it. Just let it end. Let it move forward. We're going home.
I'm going to go by this beat by beat. I'm kidding. No, I'm not. I think this was an okay match. George Iseman on this. Yo, Tom Hannafin. If he gets in the ring like Nigel McGuinness, I would understand. I would understand. Because George Iseman coming high, he's like, why are you here? You think because Ray Walt went to go to base? Like, he said, I'm here because you're doing a terrible job, bro. This was the night of commentary hell for Tom Hannafin. The match itself was, it was an okay hardcore match. It was an okay, like, Tiffany Stratton versus Ash by Elegance, Barbie's Mayhem House of Hell. That's what I got. This was a Cody Rhodes overbooked mess, and that's okay. I expected that. Once they said it was a no disqualification, it's just in pink, I'm like, all right, okay, something for the girly pops. I'm not mad. You should have played Chapel Rome for all of that. It was okay. It was all right. I will say, I got to give this one up to Ash by Elegance. Taking that muscle buster through that table on the outside, you couldn't pay me. There's not enough money that TNA could pay me to take that from Jordan Grace, because that's already a stiff move that she does. But through a table on the outside that y'all had the nerve to set up with a sheet, ugh, I would quit the same day.
Again, just like a Slammiversary, she deserves her flowers. She's doing great stuff. It was... When the match happened, I had friends who were at the show and they said, this was really fun. This was entertaining. Go enjoy it when it airs. Yeah. And it was entertaining. And it was. I didn't necessarily love that Jordan Grace basically kicked out of everyone's everything. That was a little much for me, but
she was the juggernaut bitch tonight. I did notice that. You was unstoppable.
That's the whole thing, is that she's supposed to be unstoppable to build her to whoever's going to take the title from her at, I don't know when. It could be Bound for Glory. It could be Final Resolution in December. It could be Hard to Kill in January. I don't know. It's obviously not tomorrow night, because that's just not putting the title on the line. But whenever it's going to happen, that person's going to be made. Who that is, you and I have talked about it a few times and said that it's Giselle Shaw in our heads. That's still where my brain is. We'll see how that kind of plays out after Emergence and the TV tapings and all that. But other than that, this was just a solid match. If this was Asha's kind of like, I thought her swan song, but at least like her proving ground to like taking her seriously, this and Slammiversary were pretty good indicators that she's come a long way and that she's going to continue to work as hard as she has been.
I agree. I think that those two pay-per-view matches, what you just said, in particular, highlight that there's a role that she has found and she can play that. And that's okay. So know your role. I know my roles. I'm a clown. I get paid to be up here to be a clown. I know I'm not going to give you Excalibur analysis. Everything looks like an arm drag. Toby Suicida to me. I know my lane. This was great. I'm not mad at it. But I agree with you in the sense of let this be it. Maybe give Ash by Elegance, if she's staying. I don't know. I'm not the scoops guy. That's Sean Ross Sapp and Joel Pearl. But if she's staying, give her somebody else. You know what I mean? And treat it the way you treated Jordynne Grace. Because I can only fault Ash so much before I'm like, but who's booking this? You know what I mean? You got to give us something to sink our teeth into. I personally, and this is going to sound crazy, just hear me out. I personally would like to see something of this serious kind of nature that she has going on with the Savannah Evans, someone who's still in that I can out muscle you, because Dana Brooke, oh my goodness, sorry girl, Ash by Elegance is pretty muscly herself. She's pretty brawling. She's a bodybuilder. So I would love to see what that would look like, or even against the Havoc, because she did take Havoc out. Maybe there's something there. But if not, I think this and the 6-8 woman tag match or whatever's happening, transpiring tomorrow, is fine. But I would like to see her do something else. And this is coming from me, who was like, I want to see her do something else.
I think Ash moves on. We've mentioned it on the show. I'll say it again. The story that needs to come around is not only the Rosemary stuff, mm-hmm. but also eventually we've got to get back to Havoc, because that was the exit of Havoc, was because Ash by Elegance lost it after that one countdown match and she hasn't been seen since. And now that Rosemary's back in the fold and she's got a new look and there's been the interactions between her and Iceman, there needs to be something to get to the end mm-hmm. of the Ash by Elegance story with, I guess, Decay, or at least the two members of Decay.
Do you think, okay, maybe I'm putting my conspiracy.
Are you about to Undead Realm?
I am. I want an Undead Realm Ash by Elegance, because I would be sports entertained. I want to see what that would be like. I want to see what that would be. I would live. I don't care if it's Cardi. I would live. That's for me. That's specifically for me, Crest the Star. She comes back out as Taya Valkyrie.
Well, she wouldn't be Taya Valkyrie. She'd be someone else.
But what if Taya Valkyrie comes back out and says, it's me, Ash by Elegance? They're like...
Doesn't really work that way. She doesn't come back as a different character that's based on someone else.
No, Taya has to actually be there. That's the joke. That's the gimmick. She's not. Yeah, I don't think she's on the card.
I don't think it's going to work. Listen, the thing is, I would love to do the Undead Realm stuff, but I feel like the guy who did that doesn't work there anymore. So I don't know if they want to return to that.
Father James Mitchell.
You can watch him on the other show. The Power Show. Go see him there. Go watch him there. The National Wrestling Alliance.
I don't know why when you said power, I thought of Agrubah Power.
Well, it's better than the other power people think about when they think about the NWA. Face-to-face time, our main event, I guess. Alexander and Nick Nemeth with Matt Raywell presiding. Go and watch this. My takeaways are, these are two guys just kind of one-upping each other one at a time. Each time one spoke, the other one spoke for about the same amount of time. Each time they spoke, they had about the same things to say, just from the heel or babyface perspective. And each time they spoke, one had to get up and do something, which included flipping the chair around and sitting down Hello Fellow Kid style. It was fine.
Hello Fellow Kid style is diabolical, Joel.
Tell me when I'm telling lies. And then all of a sudden, this is, again, the 99 out of 100 TNA reference that we make. They couldn't find a quiet spot to do this segment when I'm hearing the deconstruction or construction of the ring during the, because behind them are the pushed in bleachers. Okay. Like they're filming this on the floor of the venue after hours, maybe after they've struck whatever the set and the ring, but you hear the pipes, you hear the teardown noises. And I'm like, why? I get it. This is such a nitpicky thing for me. I understand that. But if you're trying to put people in the room and it's supposed to be this immersive experience where you're in with the drama, hearing clanging in the background takes me the F away from it so fast. And I'm like, what was that sound?
Joel is not sports entertained in that moment. Not Joel is sports frustrated.
I was frustrated because I'm an audio guy, because that's how I take it. And if it's a promo, I need to hear a pin drop. If you're presenting me a scenario in which I should hear a tense moment and a pin drop. And I heard pins, several of them dropping, and they weren't pins. They were large pieces of metal on the floor.
They were pots and pans. Mom and dad stopped fighting in the back. I'm shooting a short film, Mom. Dude,
the kitchen concessions were making chicken tendies for the crew before they left.
Dom was first in line.
He probably was. They made a Joe Hendry mention, did Josh Alexander. Hendry has a title match for the NXT Championship on Sunday at No Mercy. As I alluded to earlier, typically at a TNA special, one title changes hands. Not many titles are on the line this week. So what do you think of this segment? Nemeth gets the last word. Everybody swears. Everybody turns chairs around and everybody has their time.
I liked this segment, but this segment was very much like, well, heck you, pal. Pal, I'm not your buddy, pal. I'm not your pal guy. I'm not your guy friend.
And you just know that both of them pitched that because Josh is Canadian and Nick Nemeth is a troll.
That's when he turned the chair around. I'm like, this is unserious. I think, and what we alluded to at the beginning of the show, the way that this needed to be portrayed was kind of like serious business. I'm not around with you, Nick Nemeth. I'm going to mess you up. And it kind of came off like two drunk dude bros. Like, yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 There were some zingers, which I did write down. When Nick Nemeth said, you talk about you were the standard bearer. You did all of that. How come no one knows your name? I was like, that was rude. You know, you okay. Okay. You Dolph. Don't do that. Dolph Ziggler. Okay. Don't do that. But that was a line because I was someone who was always like, we need to have Josh Alexander in the greatest champions of all time conversation. People are like, who? From Impact? Where? I'm like, don't do that. But that was a zinger. I do agree with Josh Alexander saying, yo, you've been here for 3 months and they roll out the red carpet for you and you just get to go back in the title scene. That's out of order, bro. That's really out of order. Like, he mentions Kurt Angle, he mentions Joe and AJ Styles, and then Josh Alexander says, I'm above all of those guys. I'm the longest reigning champion. I was like, yo, talking shit, Josh Alexander. Like you may not have liked what he said, but he was spitting. Overall, I'm glad they didn't fight. But for me, what took me out of it, because I could see why this would have been the main event. This needed to be delivered that serious. When Josh Alexander turned his chair around and started yelling, I was like, yo, who you yelling at, pal? It was good, though. This was a good visual. I think this was a great way to end it. However, with some tweaks, but the way it was presented, I would have put the wrestling match at the end and this right before it. But with some tweaks, I could see why this would have been the end. I could see, but it kind of became, yo, fuck you, pal. Pow, buddy. And I kind of began to laugh. And I live because I'm a troll too. So
this is going to be in a 1 hour Iron Man match tomorrow night at Emergence. You want to run through this card real quick? See if we can get some predictions out of this thing. Kushida versus Kazarian, because you got to do that match on the countdown. Do you think Kushida's going to get painted up Hakushi style again? Or is we're just giving that up?
I think that got Thanos snapped from your memory, and I think Kushida wins. That hoverboard lock is going in. F your chicken wing, buddy. I'm sorry. I don't know how to tell you.
I feel like Kazarian's going to walk out with the victory here.
If he cheats.
As Kazarian would typically
do. Yeah, no, okay. I changed my answer. You're right, Kazarian. I changed my answer. Kushida been eating L's too.
Yeah, Kushida's not here to win in TNA anymore.
He's here to wrestle. I'm just here to have fun. I'm goofy goober.
As long as he's getting paid. PCO takes on Matt Cardona's monster. Who the hell is Matt Cardona's monster? We can't even figure it out, and we just tried.
Ooh, PCO wins. Whoever it is, it's not going to be someone under contract. PCO wins.
And that's the thing. That's why like doing the whole like, oh, it's DiJack or it's this person. It's like, well, no, because if it's it is for the digital media and international heavyweight championships, like it's for those titles. PCO is not going to drop them to Cardona's Monster unless Cardona's Monster is like
AJ Francis,
which I wouldn't even do that. It feels a little too going back to where we started.
Yeah,
we just
I get that. PCO wins.
Steve Maclin versus Eric Young. I am looking forward to this match for everything we've talked about. There are a lot of multi-man matches on this show, multi-person in the case of the six-woman tag. There's a lot of really cool stuff going on, but this is a really solid, and I mean solid, singles bout that they're putting on. First time ever, Maclin, Eric Young. After tonight, I feel like Eric Young might get the win.
I think, first of all, us fans are going to win. We're going to see two pissed off old men just beat the shit out of each other. And yes,
stop I think Maclin wins. Old by extension. By
okay, I'm sorry.
We're 2 days apart, Maclin and I. Stop it.
I'm old. I'm 9,000 years old. Okay.
He's in much better shape than I am. And it's very, I should probably trim my beard. It's very white.
I will say, since Maclin got here, he got gray hairs. This job is stressing him out. PCO is stressing him out. No, I think Maclin wins here. If I'm being honest with you, I think Maclin wins here. And only because I think Eric Young is all about putting the younger talent over. Maclin is on the rise. And no matter who wins from Nemeth or Alexander, you got Mike Santana, and then you could have a Maclin. And this is where we start sowing those Maclin seeds saying, I won at Emergence. I won at Bound for Glory. This is my turn now. I think it's Maclin. I think it's going to be a stiff match where I'm going to be like, disgusting. But this, I think it's Maclin here.
You may very well be right. And if I there should be more stock in Maclin. Eric Young is Eric Young. He's a TNA stalwart. He's been around forever. He didn't go away for long from TNA. I can see Maclin getting the win. Maybe you're right. I'll give you that. And like, I think the categories too.
It's food time, so I'm gonna just hold this so she don't turn up on me. Go ahead, keep it coming.
Ultimate X, Zachary Wentz, Hammerstone, Mike Bailey, Jason Hotch, Riley Osborne representing NXT, and Laredo Kid is back into it. Ultimate X, who's gonna walk out with the X Division Championship?
Johnny, who do you think? Speedball Mike Bailey. Speedball Mike Bailey. I agree. Johnny's not sports entertained.
Nope, not at all. Thought something was gonna happen there, but nothing happened.
That's not the cat. Bully Ray, the fat one, is the one who does stuff. This cat is.
Bully would have just jumped on your microphone and tried to eat it.
You know, you've been to this show before.
Hosted once or twice in this open mic forum. Speedball is probably going to walk out with that title around his waist again. That's great. I'm expecting a lot of really fun stuff. Hammerstone being the solid big man base in this match. I really hope Riley Osborne gets to show out a little bit because it's NXT, because, you know, they're doing the crossover stuff. And I'm a little annoyed that they haven't done much to promote that Osborne is in the match, like done a backstage segment, something just to be like, here he is. He's going to be in Ultimate X, but it is what it is. This is all just a vehicle to get, you know, Speedball's title reign kickstarted.
I hope he doesn't get hit in the nuts by Hotch. That's my hope for that young feller.
Feels inevitable.
Like Ace Austin.
That Laredo Kid mask just going to be like, dick, just hitting with dick the whole time.
Dick magnet.
Dick magnet. Audio listeners are very confused as to why my audio is like, what's going on with this? What's he doing with his head? Anyway,
he's headbutting a yam bag.
Yes, I'm air headbutting a yam bag. 8-man tag team war is how they're calling it. The system, all four members, take on the team of Matt and Jeff Hardy, Joe Hendry, and Mike Santana. Great way to have Joe Hendry just take a night off if he wants to, which is great because he's got a big match on Sunday in Colorado for NXT. I wouldn't be surprised if the system win this, to be honest.
And pin who?
Jeff Hardy.
Now I think the system crash, system error. I think I could use another vignette of just looking around like
dejected system.
I could. Brian Myers does it so well. He just hands in the pocket, like, yeah, I got like those 90s sitcoms. Why are you home early from school? Let me see your report card. All F's.
Just see them walking on sadly, like the Charlie Brown cartoon. Dun,
dun, dun, dun, with the sad music in the background. Dun, 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 dun.
I do think the system wins, though. And I think they pin one of the Hardys.
Oof, I think the system loses because they've been on a losing streak. And what way to send, what a better way to send Moose back into his old I don't need anybody ways with another loss.
It's not a bad, that's not a bad shout. Moose can easily be like, no, forget these guys. But they just added JDC. Like, he's part of this thing.
I didn't mean to shrug my shoulders like that. Let me allow
you
me to
do whatever you want.
Yeah, I'll shrug my shoulders again. I mean, I don't think JDC being there or just added isn't going to be of any consequence. If anything, it breaks up the system where it's JDC and Moose versus Myers and Edwards, because y'all lost the tag titles first. Y'all are some losers. JDC gets results, and it puts Lish in an awkward spot because that's her man, but she's the only one with a tag with a belt. So.
Will she use that belt in the match? The six-woman knockout tag team clash. Jordynne Grace and Spitfire take on the team of Ash by Elegance and Masha Lisha, who are the knockouts tag team champions. And, of course, Jordynne Grace is the knockouts champion. What if JDC, by the way, what if JDC pins Matt Hardy? Because Matt Hardy had his number.
Heresy. Matt Hardy don't deserve that.
What does Matt Hardy really deserve? He's got a great podcast.
Great. Y'all can't make me hate Matt Hardy. I love Matt Hardy. I love Rebby Hardy. Adopt me.
They have enough kids. I don't know if they need another.
Nah, it'll be fun. It'll be fine.
I wouldn't be surprised if JDC pins Matt Hardy, and that's it. Anyway, Jordynne Grace and Spitfire versus Masha Lisha and Ash by Elegance.
Ash is taking that pin. So sorry, I forced that pun.
And Spitfire. I feel like Spitfire, one of them are going to pin one of the tag champs so they can get. I don't think Ash is going to eat the pin. I think it'll be it'll be Lish getting pinned by Jody Threat or something.
Danny Luna.
I like Danny.
I like Danny Luna too. I want to see Danny Luna and Jordynne Grace wrestle again because those women.
Beat the shit out of each other.
I still think about that.
It was a very good match. We got to talk about that one. That was good stuff.
I just want that match again. Let them fight.
And in our main event, a one-hour Iron Man match. Get yourselves ready for this. TNA World Championship. Nick Nemeth defends against Josh Alexander. I'm going to say it. I think Josh wins. I think Josh Alexander wins, and I think he does it a little underhandedly, but he gets his point across that he is the man, he is the champ, and Nick Nemeth has a shocking, quick title reign.
I hate to agree with you only because Josh Alexander's a jerk right now, but I agree 100%. And okay, with Josh Alexander being heel and Ethan Page being heel, I'm back with my North hat on. My North hat is back on. I don't care. I can see Ethan Page just for the memes going. For the memes. My hat is back on. I don't care if it's real or not. I don't care. It's back on. They're on the same page, okay?
Telling you.
I feel bad for Nick Nemeth a little bit, though. Like, I wish you would. I don't know. That's me putting the chicken before the horse or whatever the saying is. I think Nick Nemeth is going to give us a great match. But I think Josh Alexander is going to do a few things, including the sexy Kurt make your ankles hurt.
We're going to find out. TNA Emergence is tomorrow night, Friday night. We're going to be here live after the show to talk about it, break it down, go move by move for that 1 hour Iron Man match. We're just going to talk about every, no, we're not. We're going to have a fun post show. We're going to talk about all the matches. Listen, there are a lot of people on this card in like three of the matches alone. In three of the matches alone, you've got, what's 12 plus eight? Is anyone good at math here? Is that 20?
20.
20 people are in three of the matches.
That's a Royal Rumble. That's 10 away from a Royal Rumble.
It's a 1992 Royal Rumble right there.
Not the specific.
The Rumble was 20 men for a little while, but anyway, it's a sold out show. Looking forward to it. If you're going to be there live, hope you have a great time. If you're not, or maybe you are and you just want to watch post show, go check this out. And of course, drop a thumbs up on the video while you're here, and you can drop a comment. Give us your thoughts. Maybe you got some predictions for the show. Put them in the comments. Why won't you? Crest the Star, what you got going on?
Ladies and gentlemen, I will be here tomorrow going over Emergence with our good friend, our pal, Joel Pearl, everyone's favorite Pearl, Pearl of the Wrestling, Joel Pearl. Saturday, I will be here for Collision. I think it'll be myself and Rick or some combination of that. And then every Wednesdays, you can catch me over on Twitch or TikTok at Crest the Star, where I go, we watch wrestling together, just a couple of yappers. If that is too much for you to handle, X Twitter, Cresta the Star, like Megan the Stallion. There's a link tree in my bio that also has a list, a playlist of all of our post shows, all of my Collision post shows. Wow, cool, wow. Cresta Star, anywhere you can type your fingies. Joel Pearl, where can they find you?
I am a very easy individual to find. I am at Joel Pearl, J-O-E-L-P-E-A-R-L, all over socials. Some of my stuff's locked down right now. Okay, just be cool. That's all I'm asking, okay? My Instagram's not so... Don't tell anyone. I'm in the weeds every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern until noon. Maybe tomorrow we'll drop the interview that we did. Jeremy and I got to interview Mike Rallis, the former Madcap Moss, and Tennille Dashwood, a former Knockouts Tag Team Champion in her own right. Right? She's wonderful. We got to sit down and chat with them for about a half hour today. So we're going to drop that probably on tomorrow's episode of In the Weeds, along with a lot of conversation about emergence, Bastion Berlin. What else is running? Everything's running tomorrow.
Yeah, there's New so Japan, many things.
New Japan's running a show tomorrow. They got Capital Collision. Not tomorrow, but over the weekend. Capital Collision. No Mercy's happening. It's a busy weekend, so we're going to get you set up for that. But on the TNA front, like Cresta said, we're back here tomorrow night, so we'll see you then. For Cresta Star, I am at Joel Pearl, J-O-E-L-P-A-R-L. Ladies and gentlemen, friends beyond the binary, we'll see you in the next one. Cheers.
Bye.
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for Black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.